Hello, dear Kate. You are actually one of my close friends, and I'm excited to have you here today doing my project, Heart Threads. You have made a lovely little representation of yourself, and then you are actually, at least in this version, you are on a carpet of how many little small spheres of clay is that?
Well, there's 100 that are the same diameter, and then 8 additional that are larger, but similar diameter to themselves. So there's 108 total, 100 that are small, and 8 that are medium.
And how did you come to choose those numbers?
Well, I made them, so when I was making my own representation of myself, I was actually inspired a little bit by Mike and his representation of himself. He was in a meditation posture, and that seemed like a really nice idea, so I put myself into a lotus pose with my hands in prayer position. And so when I was thinking about how I want to represent the people in my life, I don't know if I'm just being lazy or not, but I kind of kept coming back to this, the idea of spheres. And so then the more I thought about it, when I sat down today, I was not planning on making that many spheres, but it just came together to make a mala, which is like a Buddhist rosary, and it has 108 beads. And so I had 8 organisms in mind that I wanted to represent specifically. Well, I had 6 originally, but then once I decided on the mala, I needed to come up with 2 more to make my plan work, so I came up with 8 total, and then I had 100 of the smaller beads, I guess representing all of the unnamed people that influence our lives.
Oh, I like that.
You know.
Tell me, you can either choose to tell me, if you'd like, about all of the 8, or 1 or 2, or some of the 8 that you have represented with your larger spheres. Would you be willing to talk about some of those a little bit?
Sure.
Who they are and what those relationships are for you?
Sure. Well, once I was a little bit more clear on specifically kind of who I was choosing to represent, it made it easier to narrow down, because there's a lot of people that I love and a lot of people that love me, but there's not a lot of people who I would say have actually like made a really strong connection to my heart that I feel goes both ways. And so once I was clear on that, then it was pretty easy to narrow it down. The first person, I guess the first person I thought of was Tony. And when I thought of Tony, then I thought of his 2 kids, Ben and Thomas. But I kind of thought of all the people simultaneously. Like, it didn't really, like, it was very, like, when I was first sitting down to make a list and I was less clear, like, I thought it was more just, like, people that are important to you or people that you love or have influenced you or whatever. And it felt kind of like, okay, I really got to sit down and, like, task through and, like, dig and make sure I don't forget anybody. And, like, oh, there's this person. And, yeah, I guess that other person. And so that was, like, the first list that I started to make. And that felt like a task and also like obligatory, like there was some obligatory feeling and like some potential guilt. It wasn't guilt, but it was potentially could be guilt if I like left someone off, or
if
I put my parents on, do I have to put my siblings on? If I put my siblings on, do I have to put my aunt on there? Do I gotta put my, you know, like then it started getting big, and those people aren't really all that important. But then once I understood the better the idea, then it was like, it was just like a flower opening, right? It was just like, like it wasn't like one person came to mind and that led to another person. It was just like, bam, like all the petals of the flower were the people. Like they were, it was all there immediately.
That's a gorgeous
like at
metaphor.
Once, you know?
I really love that. That's beautiful. I totally get that.
And so Like, there was no, didn't feel like hierarchy or anything like that.
They're all just equal parts of the farm.
Yeah, yep. And there was no searching. It was just like, poof, it just opened and everyone was there, you know? But the first person that I wrote down was my mom. And, you know, I have had an interesting relationship with my mom over the years. I think we were what I considered close for a number of years, but that on reflection and with greater wisdom and experience, I don't really think was all that close. Or like, it wasn't intimate, I guess, you know? Like, I think that I could, at any moment of any day, call on my mom for anything, you know? But I guess I just, I wouldn't characterize our relationship as particularly intimate.
But you seem to, she came up for you twice, so you seem to totally have a strong heart connection for her, even if you don't have sort of a given kind of intimacy.
I do, and you know, I do think that's true, and I think that that's in part, well, I can't speak for everyone, but I think that there is something to the biology of the mother relationship, you know, that I just think exists, no matter what. But I also think that, you know, I was a lot closer to my mom when I was younger, and she was younger. And I think that, you know, her after the accident, that, like, that was just such a life-changing event for everyone involved. And at this point, she's just, I don't know, she's, I mean, she's still my mom, and I still love her, and I still am happy to see her, but there is, it's become difficult to have a relationship with her that's meaningful, you know?
Do you have, like, if you look back at your experience together, do you have, like, a particular memory that stands out as one of your most, like, heartfelt and joyful experiences together? It could be simple. It doesn't have to be grand,
right.
You know?
Yep. Well, we took a lot of walks together when I was growing up. So, like, into my, probably from when I was, like, 10, 11, 12 till I was in my 20s. And those are really precious memories to me. And a lot of just, like, shopping trips, you know, because she loved to shop and... So all those memories are really precious. And I think when we went to Europe together, that was pretty nice and exciting because it was exciting for her, like, first time she'd been out of the country. And but yeah, I don't think I don't think there's, like, anything terribly, like, big or momentous. More just like small memories.
Yeah,
you know?
I like the
little everyday kind
I like that too in the walking. So what's another figure you have here?
Well, another person that came up is Paul, my soon to be ex-husband and for all intents and purposes ex-husband, but who was my husband and partner for close to, well, a little over 17 years. Who's still a good friend, and who I met when I was 25 in a really intense time in my life. And he was exactly what I needed at that time. And makes me a little teary to think about it. He was and is still a good friend. And he was a good partner to me for a lot of years.
What's one of your, when you think about Paul, what's one of the things that you like or admire about him the most?
One of the things that I like about Paul the most... Well, there's a lot of things I like about Paul. One thing I like about Paul is that he's nice to look at. He's a very handsome man. I like that Paul is a seeker. Even though he looks for things in a different way than I do or than most people do, I think he's always kind of searching. And I think that he is... I think that even though I think it gets him into trouble sometimes, and it certainly wasn't one of my favorite characteristics all the time in our relationship, but I like that he doesn't give a shit of what other people thinks of how he chooses to live his life. I like that.
That's great.
I respect that, you know.
It's a good one.
I also like that he and I share a sense of humor that I've never experienced with anyone else, and I know that I never will. It's, like, so queer and demented, and, like, it's like the jokes that you can only have, you know? Like,
right,
you know someone
right.
that long, you have a
yeah.
certain way of laughing together.
I like that.
So, yeah.
Earlier you mentioned a Tony as one of these. Mm-hmm. Would you like to talk about that human?
Yeah. Tony... is my soon-to-be new husband.
I didn't mean to follow that.
I haven't
that
even gotten out of my other one yet. Tony is a person that I'm currently living with. I met him in the hospital last year in June. We were both in there together. And he was incredibly influential in my sobriety. He actually got me to go to my first AA meeting while I was in the hospital, and then invited me to my first AA meeting outside of the hospital. And I probably wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for him. So I'm incredibly grateful to him for that. And... then we just became really good friends. We always felt like he would joke like I was his sister from another mister. And we just had one of those soul connections that you get, you know, you get occasionally with people that's just like, I feel like I've known you forever. But I was in no shape, heart-wise or any otherwise, to even consider him as anything but a friend. And was very upfront and clear with him about that. And he was very respectful of that and never even tried to cross any lines with me, which I really appreciated as well. And then when I went to the Bahamas, I think that we both really recognized that something was going on. Well, right before the Bahamas, we kind of danced around that fire a little bit. But then we recognized something was going on because I hadn't talked. He's the only person I called from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the only person I actually talked to on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice to hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of us were like, hmm. And now... I don't know, something about his voice, like, just soothes me so much, like, immediately. Just, he can say anything, like, tuna fish sandwich, I don't really care what he says, but just something about his voice, like, just really soothes me a lot. So, he's the love of my next chapter, of my current chapter.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking about it today, like, feel so incredibly blessed that I get to experience being loved by, like, so deeply by two fucking amazing men. Like, I don't know how I get so lucky. That's pretty awesome.
You're going to make me cry.
You know? I mean, it just really blows me away.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's Tony.
I respect your appreciation of that. Would you are welcome to speak about all of your representations, or you can pick another or two, or you can...
I also put Tony's two sons on there.
Yeah, who else you got?
Who there? I will
you
be
necessarily talking about them all if you don't want to.
No, stepmom too, soon, which is pretty exciting and awesome, and also another place that I never expected to find myself. So that's Ben and Thomas Sargent. And then I have my dearest girlfriend, Megan Gallant, who just happens to be facilitating this whole project. And I have my dog, Gracie, who was my sister from another species. I have my girlfriend Lisa Park on there, who, you know, she was the only one who I had any question about. I think that's only, well, no, she wasn't the only one. There was two people I had question about. One was Lisa Park, and one was Frank Weavers. And in the end, I needed eight beings, so I had two open spots. But I couldn't leave either of those two off, just because they were both incredibly influential in my life. Lisa, in particular, in my early 20s. And Frank in my early 40s, which I'm still in my early 40s, but... So that's everybody. I could talk a lot about all of them, but...
I know, and once you start going, it's kind of easy.
Yeah,
you
know,
you start ruminating about what these people mean to you. I know I spent quite a long time talking about mine, too.
Yeah, totally. But I think... I think one of the beauties of this project, at least something that occurred to me today while I was doing it, is that it's totally intimate but completely anonymous. Like it doesn't have to be anonymous. It can be as, you know, out front as you want it to be. And people, you know, have put initials and maybe even names. I don't know. I haven't looked. But even if I wrote the names of everyone down, no one knows these people, you know?
I mean,
they don't know who I
am.
It's just nothing. So I really like that about it. Because for me, it gets in part to that, like, sense of obligation that I felt at the beginning. Like, oh, what if I forget somebody and then they see and they know that I forgot them? And, you know, but that's just silly.
Well, I love it. I really like the sort of unique way that you express not only those eight sort of more intimate relationships or those, you know, more deep heartfelt threads, but that you sort of used a myriad of small representations to just sort of give a gesture of gratitude to all those people that have had an impact on who we are and how we feel and how the world of our hearts, you know?
Totally.
And
I think about
really
that.
Lovely representation there.
So much, you know, like, I mean, even when you and me were talking just about your most recent arrest. But like,
what was recent? You say that like that's a regular thing. For the record,
I'm putting it on the record that's
falsely accused of something.
Regular
and
thing,
was the first time
most
ever.
Most recent. But, like, that whoever that was that threw that bottle, that person really impacted your life, even if just only for a short time, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, think about the person that hit my mom with the car, mm-hmm. you know? That, like, radically changed her life, you know? Right. And it's like, so how many of those people have I affected? Like, how many of my actions have made people turn a corner they wouldn't have normally, or they wouldn't have otherwise turned, mm-hmm. and how many people have done the same to me, you know? And, like, people that I'll never know their name or their face, and it's not important, you know? It's just, like, our energies crossed for a second, and
right, shifted each happened, other,
you know? Yeah. So I feel like they need to be represented also, you know? That's a big impact.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's all I got.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, lady.
Sure, man.